Page 88. Exercise H. Listen for details. Segment 1.
Sharks. Most people are scared of sharks because of their large, sharp teeth. However, it is their skin that may be the most interesting to scientists. Scientists and engineers can learn a lot from nature. They can use designs and structures from nature to create something new. This week on Science Today, we are going to look at biomimicry, how scientists and engineers are adapting the surfaces of plants and animals for new purposes. Right, so what do I mean by surfaces? Well, your skin is a natural surface, a layer that covers your whole body. Each plant and animal has a unique surface that performs some function that is important for the organism. Scientists and engineers have studied these functions and have been able to adapt some of them for human use. So, let's start with the shark. The shark's skin has a unique structure. It is covered with a layer of tiny scales in the shape of a diamond. This layer has a very important purpose. Scientists noticed that nothing seemed to grow on shark skin. In contrast, all sorts of organisms grow on the skin of other fish and of whales, including harmful bacteria. However, the unique arrangement of scales on the shark skin prevents the growth of any organisms. Scientists quickly realized this could have very useful applications, for example, in hospitals. Because there are many sick people in hospitals, dangerous bacteria can spread and begin to grow on walls, doors, and other surfaces. Engineers adapted the structure of shark skin and created a thin film that can be used on walls, floors, and other surfaces. The film helps prevent the growth of bacteria.
Segment 2.
Now, let's move to the world of plants. Most plants use air, water, and sunlight to make their own food. But some plants, like the pitcher plant, eat insects. How can a plant catch an insect? The pitcher plant has a secret weapon, the surface at the top of its pitcher. When it is dry, the surface is a little bit rough, so insects can walk on it safely. However, when it is wet, it becomes very slippery, so the insects slip down the sides and fall into the pitcher. The liquid at the bottom quickly kills them. This activity caught the attention of scientists. They studied the pitcher plant's surface and discovered that, like the shark's skin, it was unique. They adapted its structure for a product with a similar purpose. They created a thin film that can make any surface very slippery. Nothing will stick to this film. Water, ice, oil, paint, everything slips right off. Just think of all the uses this could have. So, these are just two examples of biomimicry and how scientists and engineers can adapt designs from nature to improve our lives. We will be back after a short break to talk about some more examples of applications like these.